Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. So we're into the election now. There's a whole bunch of topics, obviously, that are being covered, but long-term care facilities. Seniors care is becoming a pretty hot topic.
It is because of what happened in that pandemic and all the issues that have come out. The federal campaigns now are saying, you know, we got to do something about this.
Right.
And we were hearing a whole bunch of variety of ways to handle this. When we talk to our clients or viewers and listeners of the show, the safety and security within the long-term care facility is a concern.
Absolutely.
What also has come out is the quality of care.
Correct.
And what's interesting behind the quality of care is because what we think we're going to get when we go into a facility may not be what we receive.
And Faisal, the fact is we've got an aging population, right? You and I have been doing this for 12 years now, talking about what the long-term care policies are, even from the medical community and politically. And I have to tell you, I'm not sure we're ready for what's coming.
Here's what surprises me, Dave, about this election. We're talking about long-term care facilities, yet we're not talking about an aging demographic.
Right.
We're talking about long-term care facilities, and we're not talking about how most Canadians do not want to go into a long-term care facility.
Right. Age in place, as long as we can, right?
That's most people. Why is there no campaign about age in place?
Right.
How this would have been different, possibly, during the pandemic if we had an age in place strategy for this country.
Right.
For this province. Why the federal and provincial governments are not working together, collecting all of their resources to hit this next wave of demographic who happen to be the group that votes the most in every federal election forever.
Right.
And all they're focusing on is the facility and the affordability of the facility and not the bigger problem.
Right.
Now, maybe I've got this wrong. Now, maybe I'm looking at this too broad. So let's have a good conversation with Kathy. She's awesome at this type of stuff, mm-hmm. especially helping seniors figure out what their, we call it the health bucket, needs
yep.
to look at.
Yep.
So let's bring Kathy into the show, Dave.
So we've got Kathy Mendham, who is a founder and senior advisor at Proactive Seniors Limited. Kathy, welcome to the show and thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Tell us, first of all, a little bit about Proactive Seniors.
So we're an advisory service. We're located in Calgary, Edmonton, and Kelowna, and our team help seniors and their families to get the information they need to make those important decisions, because what we find is seniors are disadvantaged by not knowing what kind of help and support is available, and so they don't get that help and support, and then they end up in the healthcare system or in long-term care, which is incredibly expensive, and there's a better way to go about it. So we want families to be able to have the right information at the right time so they can make better informed, more proactive decisions.
Okay, so let's draw on that broad experience that you have, and why don't you share with us a little bit about some of the general concerns that people have with respect to aging. We've thrown out there that we think most people really prefer to age in place, what resources there are and what the steps are.
Yeah, you know, there's so many issues around that, and like you said, long-term care is a really hot topic with the election, and they're looking at it the wrong way. They're looking at it how to fix a system that is somewhat broken, but what we need to do is keep people out of the system longer. And so if we can keep people home longer, healthier, safer, longer, then they're not going to be taxing the system and overloading it as much by being in it too early and for too long. And so throwing money at it, trying to do national standards, those are just band-aids. They're not addressing the issue, which is we're going to have a huge number of seniors coming in the next number of years, and we can't keep them, we can't put them all in the long-term care system. There isn't going to be the capacity. So we have to have other solutions, and it's helping them to stay home longer and safer by having those supports in place and helping families create that plan, create that bucket of services so that they know what they can access. And some of it needs to be private pay. Some of it needs to be publicly funded. Some of it through nonprofits. It has to be a mix so that people who can afford services can pay for those services. And that leaves more resources for those who can't. So it's a complicated scenario, but it mm-hmm. requires a thoughtful solution.
Kathy, let's say that the new federal government that wins this election calls you up and says, I want you to be part of the health minister's team. And you get to kind of pick out what's the strategy the federal government should do, knowing that most of these issues are provincial matters.
Right.
What should the federal government do to reach the goals and the objective and the concern that you just talked about? What would you think the federal government should do?
Oh, gosh, that's a huge question. Well, I do think it needs to remain under the provincial authority to manage these kind of things because, you know, one of the topics was, should we have a national standard? Well, if we look at our education system, Alberta has an amazingly high standard of education. If we got a national standard, it would bring it down. So I'm concerned a national standard would bring the level of the bar down. So we want to make sure the federal government is supporting the provincial governments to do the best that they can. And that's probably through funding and through making sure that the appropriate financial resources are there so that they can build the best healthcare system that's possible and supporting those seniors and those caregivers who are keeping the seniors at home. So maybe there needs to be mandates as to where the money's going, but I don't think, the idea of having a national standard is going to help. I think it needs to be provincially run, federally supported.
Well, it needs to be bigger, clearly needs to be bigger than just a long-term care facility plan.
Here's what I liked about what happened in the pandemic. In the pandemic, Kathy, the federal government took the responsibility of obtaining the vaccines. Now, we can argue and debate if that was a good, bad, or ugly and how they did it, but the provincial governments were not getting involved with Big Pharma to get the vaccines in the provinces. It was a federally mandated. I think if we look at that as a viewpoint of what the federal government's job or role is when it comes to in-home care and long-term care, is be the buyer in bigger bulk. There are so many items that people need as they age that they have to either buy individually by themselves or go through the healthcare system of their province, and they're buying whatever the buying power of the healthcare system in that province has. Think of PEI versus Ontario. Mm-hmm. How much buying power does Ontario have versus PEI? Mm-hmm. But if the federal government says we're going to procure enough supply and be the buyer and the Costco of these type of products, that will be a big savings to every single one. That's how you can then get lower costs. That's how you can, but it all has to come from the provinces. If all provinces says we need masks, go buy a big order of masks
right.
for the entire nation, for every province, keep the cost down for us per unit, and we've got a better deal here.
Right.
Get out of the way, let us provinces handle our own healthcare issues. I think those are some of the things that we need. When we look at those issues, there's not much the federal government can do besides funding, like she said.
Right.
So Kathy, when you look at the provincial issues, when it comes to long-term care facilities, knowing what we know today, what should our viewers and listeners be aware of when they're starting to look at the facilities that are out there, public and private, and knowing what we went through with this pandemic, what are some of the things they should be looking for?
Yeah, well, that's great. They need to be looking for high quality and people who have demonstrated the ability to provide good quality of life. And the problem is that we have a shortage of spaces. And so the facilities aren't incentivized to be competing for the client. They're all full all of the time. And so there's no motivation for them to be better. I think something that might be kind of a real reach is if the money follows the person. So if every individual has a certain amount of funding that they can put towards their health care, then the facilities are going to be competing to have that funding. And if you get to choose where you're going to go to the better facilities. So there just needs to be a different way of looking at it so that the care facilities or the home care agencies, public, private, not-for-profit, irregardless, they need to be motivated to provide the best possible quality of care they can. And how do we motivate them? We motivate them by making them compete for those clients. That's
wow.
just an idea.
Good idea.
It's a change in the mindset, isn't it? From this is a universal good with few suppliers, high demand, so you don't have to keep the quality or the service level high, and change that to being a demand-driven piece where the individual is where the money is coming from to change the viewpoint of the supplier.
Yes.
Wow.
And then the individual has the control. They can say, I'm going to use this money to stay home. I'm going to use this money to pay for a home care agency that's publicly funded, so that's less cost, I can get more. Or I'm going to use this money to pay for a private agency, and I'm going to subsidize it with my own finances. Or I'm going to use it in a facility, or I'm going to use it for whatever purpose. So it gives the control back to the person who's deciding what kind of lifestyle they want.
I think we found our new health minister.
Don't say that.
Listen, Kathy, it's a great place to end it. This is clearly a very large topic, but I think you've done a really good point, a job of raising awareness to some perhaps different type of thinking. But certainly, I think we have to elevate the level of care, access to care, as this, you know, this problem just continues to grow as our population ages. So thank you very much for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for your time.
We've been joined by Kathy Mendham. She's the founder of, and she's also a senior advisor with Proactive Seniors. Aging in place, home care, all of that might form part of the lifestyle experience that you're going to have.
Quality of care is going to cost you.
Yep.
Kathy just talked about that the money either will follow you in her view, but the issue comes out
Absolutely.
Is more money will be spent out of pocket as we age.
Correct.
Full stop. That's going to happen. Now, how are you going to pay for it throughout your retirement,
yep.
your lifestyle? You're on a fixed amount of assets to support that type of quality of care that you want. How are you going to make that become a reality? We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, September 21st, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com.
Surprise, you've got tax installment payments. How do you and your advisor solve that problem? Stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.